514, this is Julie in dispatch. Do you copy?
Yeah, 514. I was just wondering if you could transfer the last ride, because I'll be picking another lady up and taking this other lady home. So I'll be way out of the way for this one that's on the manifest, I see.
Yeah, I wasn't able to do that, but what I could do, I moved 4580 off you, okay? So that just leaves the 5179 pickup and drop off. And the one, the 2855 drop off, okay?
Oh, it's 7588, and it drops off at 7619, if you could transfer that trip.
I'm sorry, I don't see those numbers. Say it again.
7588, it's on my manifest, and it says 7619. Maybe I won't have to pick them up.
I'm sorry, I don't see that one. I don't know what that is. You are running 514, correct? 514, I'm going to call you right back because we're going to time out, okay? Go ahead, 519, this is Julie. How can I help?
Her before my break because that place closes at 5.
Okay, on my end, I have. I'm sorry if it's not updating by you. But what I see is you pick up 5311634, pick up 4580, drop off, or and break, then into the yard.
Well, after I drop off passenger 5634, I see a break on my end. So I'll just perform and then arrive. Because.
Okay, I copy that. Oh, I see. Yeah, it is marked. Let me unperform that for you. And then you should be good. All right. I got a lot of people in the queue, so thanks. Appreciate you. We're clear at 1719.
And by the way, can you let her know that it's not my fault? Because I heard them to complain on the email. Did you hear that?
I hear ya. Yes, I can certainly do that. Thanks.
Okay, because someone's waiting too long. They have a tendency to start writing reports on emails. You know what I mean?
I do. All right, I'll be sure to let her know that it's certainly not the fault of the driver. And thank you. We're clear at 1720.
Okay, 10-4.